Reading. Japan is one of the world's most rapidly aging societies, with more than a quarter of its population aged 65 or above. This ratio is expected to rise to about a third by 2030. As the number of the elderly in need of nursing care increased, the mounting cost of caring for them has become a big social problem in Japan. In order to address this issue, the Japanese government introduced the Long-Term Care Insurance System in the year 2000. This system is a public insurance scheme which provides social care to people from the age of 65, who have been officially acknowledged as those needing long-term care services at home or at care facilities. The scheme is funded in part by central and municipal governments, and in part by compulsory premiums collected from people aged 40 and older. Under this system, basically 90% of the cost of care will be covered by the insurance, and the individual only needs to pay the remaining 10%. Another issue which the Japanese government has to tackle is the shortage of care workers for the elderly. The duties of care workers are arduous, and yet their wages are low. It is not surprising, therefore, that the job separation rate is high for this profession. In order to improve the working conditions of care workers, the government took measures to raise their monthly wages by about 10,000 yen in 2017. The government is also starting to lower the immigration barriers for foreign care workers to make up for the shortage. The above initiatives would help to ease the shortage of care workers, but it may not be sufficient. Hence, other measures such as popularization of nursing care robots should also be considered. Japan has highly advanced robotics technology which can be utilized in the elder care industry.